Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the subject of defilement. The word simply refers to something that makes something else unclean, impure, polluted, or stained. We're encouraged in the Word of God to cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, according to 2 Corinthians 7:1. James 1:27 tells us, "This is pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world." That expression, unstained, also can be translated unpolluted or undefiled by the world. God has called us to live a pure life in the middle of a very impure world. But how do we get free from defilements that we've been exposed to or perhaps have even brought into our own lives? And then how do we stay free from defilement? Today we are going to address those questions. Remember that defilements are things that make impure, things that bring in impurity, uncleanness. Jesus identified them in Matthew chapter 15, and he said, "Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things that defile a man." When we take in through our eye gate or through our ear gate, either by observing on television, video, movies, by reading in magazines or books, things that are oppose the Word of God, things that are impure, things that God calls unclean, whether they are in the form of a storyline in a novel or whether they are a true report from a news reporter in a newspaper, we can allow defilement into our own hearts by taking in these defiling influences through our eye gate or through our ear gate. We also are told in Matthew 15 that literally your own mouth can defile you. In James chapter 3, verse 6, we find that the tongue can bring defilement into a person's life. It says, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and is set on fire by hell." Your own tongue, the words of your mouth that you choose to say over your own life about yourself can bring defilement into your life. It says it defiles the whole body. Do you put yourself down? Do you curse yourself by saying, "I'll never make it. I'll always be an addict. I'll always be hooked on cigarettes. I'll always be hooked on soap operas"? You're cursing yourself when you say that, and you are defiling your own body. You're bringing yourself into bondage in that area that you are using your own tongue to speak over your life. Defilement can come in different ways, but primarily it is these things that are described through your own words, through your ear gate, your eye gate, what you allow in, through your own thought life. Jesus said, "Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. These are the things which defile a man." So we know that there's many different ways that we can become defiled, and we have to recognize how subtle and often even socially acceptable certain defilements of the world really are. When Satan tries to snare a person into sin of any kind, he has to make it appear alluring. Satan never presents something appalling to you and expects you to fall into the trap of it. Instead, he makes sure that his bait is very appealing in appearance. But it always has a hidden hook. I have a friend whose husband designs fishing lures, and these fishing lures look very alluring. They're often made of brightly colored materials. Some of it's shiny, metallic, that shines and spins in the water, and the fish are attracted to it. And yet that alluring, attractive lure is ever so tempting to a fish, but it has a hidden hook. Things of this world have hidden hooks that Satan uses to bait and to hook us. Defilements are just that way. Defilements always look alluring. It looks desirable. It looks appealing. It looks fun. It looks safe. It looks like it's something we would want. And yet there is a hidden hook in every defilement. When someone speaks to you some juicy tidbit of gossip, it's so tempting and it's so attractive and it draws you. You want to hear the whole story. Tell me everything. But it has a hook in it because gossip defiles you. And you know that once a fish is hooked and struggles to survive, trying to get off that hook and can't do it, and he's pulled onto the deck of a boat and is thrown on that deck, it will soon die. Why is that? Because it's been removed from its source of life. A fish has to stay in water where it can breathe properly through its gills. It's not accommodated to our atmosphere of being out of the water. In the same way, when we get hooked with some defilement that Satan has made to look so very alluring, we die a slow spiritual death because we're removed from our source of life, which is God. We need help to get off that hook and get back into the source of life, into the presence of God. And we don't want that separation that sin brings to us. If you know, then realize today that you've allowed some defilement to creep into your life and you're being defiled, whether it's by sexual sin area in your thought life or what you're watching on television, or you're watching horror movies and you've allowed that defilement of the spirit of fear to come in, or you've been enjoying watching movies that contain occultic or witchcraft type activities, which are ever so popular right now. When you do that, you're allowing that spirit of defilement into your life. We have to take a stand with the Word of God against those things, not come into agreement with those things, because our tacit agreement, simply by observing it, brings us into a place of sin, because we're agreeing with the enemy of our soul instead of agreeing with God and His Word that those things are an abomination. If you know that you have allowed defilement into your life, then I want you to pray with me. Say to the Lord, Father God, I confess allowing these defilements into my life as sin. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to cleanse me of it. I break off all agreement that I've ever made, knowingly or unknowingly, with the spirit of defilement in any form. I ask you to give me wisdom to know how to avoid the spirit of defilement. Give me insight if I've brought anything into my own home that needs to be removed, that's been an open door to defilement into my life or my children's lives. And with your help and by your grace, I'll remove and destroy it immediately. Thank you for setting me free in Jesus' name. Amen. You must take the next step as well. And as God shows you things you need to get out of your life, that you take the step and do it. In Acts 19, we see that those people who heard the word of God responded. They confessed their sin, as you did just now if you prayed with me, but then they went on one step further. Those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. There are times when God will make very clear to you, you've got to get this out of your life, and you need to remove it. Don't have any sympathy for it, even if it costs you a lot of money. You don't want that spirit of defilement and the open door to satanic oppression that those things bring in to come and have a stronghold in your life. Be obedient to the Spirit of God, remove those defiling things out of your life, and you will be on your way to walking with God in purity and receiving the blessing that comes with it. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to stay far from the things of this world that bring in defilement and have a victorious week. Hi friends, this is Rita again. I wanted to take a minute and just invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries as we reach around the world with the Word of God. This month, for our friends who send in a gift of $25 or more, we are offering a beautiful gift of the illustrated book of Acts. It is a fantastic gift for children or grandchildren. It has full color illustration in cartoon fashion of every single verse in the book of Acts in the NASB translation, and it is a wonderful gift that your family will just treasure. Times together reading and looking at the beautiful illustrations of the exciting adventures found in the book of Acts. Write to us today and let us know that you'd like to support Hidden with Christ Ministries, and with your gift of $25 or more, we'll send you this beautifully illustrated book of Acts. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.